Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB playoffs continue today with the Mariners and Tigers. Schedule started four. There's rain in the forecast here. That series tied one game apiece. Blue Jays and Yankees. Blue Jays lead 2-0. That game is tonight at 8 o'clock. And let's talk some baseball now. Let's wait out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT crew. It's Mike Bordick. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start somewhere. Jason asked a question yesterday. The Orioles fired Brandon Hyde a long time ago. And the offseason's now for them been going on for a minute. Are you surprised we haven't heard any industry reports of any names that the Orioles may have interviewed for this managerial job?
Or, Bordy, that they've let any of these existing coaches out of their contracts to pursue other opportunities or any of that stuff that's happening throughout the industry?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Nobody knows what's going on. I would hope that they've been kind of getting out there and asking questions and seeing who might be interested in coming over to the Orioles. I still just believe that Manzolino is going to be the guy, not because they're not aggressive enough. I just feel like they want to stay in-house, only because they're scared and about the information and they want to keep it all together so nobody else knows. And I don't know that anybody else would even – yeah, I guess the modern-day manager is used to this kind of stuff, yeah. But it's got to fit, Mike Elias's mold.
Yes.
Really, it really does, because in our opinion, I think, we think of a baseball guy that wants to, charge these guys up and situational baseball and execute, kind of like playoff baseball, I guess, is what we're supposed to be watching. Yeah. But that's what we kind of hope. But I think it's just, since everything is so analytically driven, I just think they need somebody that's 100%. Because if you start bucking the system, then the whole thing falls apart. So I think they need somebody that understands, analytics and appreciates them as well as Mike Elias and his crew.
So to take that a step further, too, then, do you think a lot of these top pitching coaches and hitting coaches could be back as well?
Well, I do. Yeah, I really do. I think everybody's probably going to come back. I just, unless some of the coaches, if they give coaches an opportunity, to go out there, the guy that I would think would be snatched straight up is Anthony Sanders at first base. I'm a little upset that he hasn't even been mentioned in a manager's talk. I think he is a real baseball kind of purist. He's been around the analytics. He's been around the young guys, but they haven't even brought his name up. And if he were to go somewhere, I think you'd see him really thrive. He's just got a really good baseball mind, and he communicates well with the younger players. So it's all kind of interesting and up in the air right now how that managerial search goes. But it would be cool, man, I think, to get an old-school guy in here, just for character's sake. And yeah. See if they can't motivate this young group to play some good, consistent baseball.
Well, Bordy, you think that it will end up being Tony Mansellino, but of guys, and we've seen managers get fired, are there any names out there that you'd like to see be the next manager for the Orioles?
Well, I thought that Schumacher guy was the guy that they were thinking of, because all things linked up, right? Because everything in some form or fashion has to have a connection
yes.
with either the Astros or the Cardinals.
Yep.
And he did. He fit all those bills. And, you know, so he's off the list because the Rangers obviously knew what they were doing and planned ahead and yeah. and locked him down. So I, as far as the other names, you know, I, it's just all speculation. I know. And for some of them, you got to wait for the championship season to be over because Ryan Flaherty's a guy that, you know, we talked about on the Be More Baseball podcast mm-hmm. And, nice. And interviewed. You know, we interviewed Bobby Dickerson, who I think would be a great, you know, manager, at least an interview. Just an incredible baseball mind, right, and has been in the game. So these guys that are in the game right now that might not have a lot of big league managing experience, I promise you that a guy like Bobby Dickerson, even Manzolino, has had managing experience, though. So it's not like they're complete newbies and say, well, what do I do here? They know how to manage a baseball game and manage guys and put things together and deal with coaches and things like that. So I don't think we need, you know, the old crusty Buck Showalter guy that is a great baseball strategist but, you know, won't be – isn't going to be led by analytics, would rather make up his own mind, you know, about the decision-making. And I think it's going to be hard to find that proper combination. So it seems like Manzolino and Elias get along pretty well in that regard.
We're talking with Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Bordy, I want to go back to the coaches and hitting coaches in particular. This team stopped hitting basically the second half of the year before, and they really didn't hit this year. And I know they kind of rearranged the deck chairs on the Titanic this year as far as the hitting coaches are concerned. But I admit I'm a moron, but it doesn't wash for me that these guys, like, they've had a long runway now and they're not hitting.
Yeah. Hey, and don't sell yourself short. You're a tremendous moron.
Thank you.
And that he is.
Yes.
So my
dad.
Class.
So my dad used to tell me, yes.
this is my little piece, okay? If I'm going to get upset about one thing, is the offense, all right? There is no reason why these guys shouldn't be mashing. And I completely blame analytics because they're teaching these guys how to swing fast and swing to create these angles and things like that instead of be hitters. And put the ball in play. All this playoffs I've heard, the reason this team's here is because they make contact. Yeah. The reason this team's here is because they put the ball in play. The reason the Blue Jays are kicking the freaking Yankees' butt right now is because they're putting the ball in play.
Yeah.
I mean, let's go. Can we not be hitters first and then learn how to freaking launch the ball and stuff?
Freak. They have
so much information in their heads. If you talk to every major league hitter, they won't talk anything about mechanics. They'll talk about simplifying the damn game, see the ball, and hit the ball. Everything else is just minutia that just causes cloudiness and lack of consistency, and that's exactly what we're seeing with the Orioles.
Love fired up, 40.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But it also seems like that this is a self-fulfilling prophecy, though, because they're not going to go get Joe Girardi in here, right? Like, they're going to stick with what they're comfortable with, which is someone who's willing, as that manager, forward-facing, like daily CEO, right? The CEO of your daily baseball product in season, he's willing to adhere to that gospel. So the gospel ain't changing, right?
Well, it's kind of interesting to me. Okay, if you have your eyes open, if you're not just at the end of the season putting the top of the board game back on the box and say, okay, let's try it again. We'll roll the dice next spring mm-hmm. training. If you're not that type of team and you really want to get better as an organization, then you better start listening and watching the game and seeing how successful teams do it, okay? You don't need a big payroll. You need to learn how to play the game correctly.
Yes.
And that's what we were all so upset about
yes.
at the beginning of the year. Okay, everybody's hurt, but why are they playing the game so poorly? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So teach these guys how to play baseball the right way. Now, listen, Manzolino at his presser with Elias at the end said, next spring training,
he
alluded to something like a 90s style
yeah.
spring training. Now, I don't know how that was accepted to you guys or Mike Elias or anybody else, but in my mind, a 90s style spring training is all about situational baseball, repetition with cutoffs and relays, repetition with handling bunt plays, everything over and over and over again until it is instinctual. And these guys do not have baseball instincts right now, period.
I love it.
An
early 80s yeah. style spring training, yeah. I think, was copious
yes.
amounts of cocaine.
Yes, that's
but that's
true.
A different,
yeah.
that's a different,
it was a different time.
That's a different story.
Different time, Bordy. Bordy, what's going yeah. on the podcast?
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is why I'm fired up. We had Jane Levy. Are you guys familiar with her
yes.
work?
Yeah, we had her on.
Great
yeah.
author. Yeah, okay. Well, she came out with a new book, said, make me commissioner, or let me be commissioner.
Yes.
Okay. We interviewed her, and she has just the greatest insight and has pure passion for the game like most baseball people do
mm-hmm.
and really talks about what baseball is supposed to be like and really breaks it down and talks about how important it is that we let kids into the field and see the players and be connected or we are going to lose
yes.
not only a generation of players, but the game. What the game is really meant to be, a character builder full of values and lessons every stinking day. And we've lost it. It's become so cold that many of us that love the game of baseball have become a little unfamiliar. And she spoke passionately about that.
Bordy, you're the best.
It, Bordy.
Thanks as always.
You
we'll
are
chat
the
next
man.
Week.
Come
yes.
on, Bordy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank yeah, you.
There he is. Fired up Mike Bordick is the best Mike Bordick. Hey, coming up next. We were kind of fired up because we were thinking back to right after Brandon High got fired. And Michael,
oh, like 4 or 5 days later, yeah. when they got around yeah, to yeah. talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, 410-583-1057. You can win tickets to see My Chemical Romance. That's 8/18/26. That's August 18th at Nats Park. You get a pair of tickets, 410-583-1057. Win My Chemical Romance tickets and get to talk to Beltway Ben as a bonus. But so Michael Elias met with the media few days after he fired Brandon Hyde, and what he said at the time kind of feels weird now that we know what we know about the fact
fishy.
That his job security was a little different than he let on. So we're going to take a look back at what he said in Milwaukee next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.